Well, as I said at the beginning of the program, we're kind of looking into remembering here. And with the Jambios, a structure, a tool for helping you to organize those memories. But right now, we have a couple of ladies on the line with us who I have a very special place in my heart for. And they are none other than the divas of Diva Tech Talk. Let me welcome once again Kathleen Norton Shock. Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing?
Good, Foster. Nice to hear your voice.
Good always to be talking with you as well. And from the Grand Rapids area, Nicole Johnson Scheffler. Hi, Nicole. How are you doing?
Hey, doing wonderful.
Well, when we
always a pleasure with you guys.
This is the official, this I think in the last, what was it, last few days, you officially celebrated the launch of Diva Tech Talk right here.
Well, let's correct you slightly.
All right.
Celebrated the launch on your show.
That's right.
We actually published our very first podcast in January of 2015, which
there
was sort of our inaugural podcast. But we announced to the world using you, well, not using you guys, but after you guys invited us on your show.
Yeah.
So that's the first time we went public beyond publishing our first podcast. But our website had been up since January, a full month and a half before.
No, it's 3 years that you've been doing this. In that time, Nicole, do you know how many tech talks there are out there that you folks have done?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have about two different kinds. One on our primary focus is really just telling the career journey of women in tech. So we've stuck pretty true to that.
Mm-hmm.
But because we've been able to network and be able to be such great advocates for telling these stories, we've got a few event podcasts, but 63 live that we're working on. And then a handful of those are from events like Grace Hopper or different women's events, especially in the busy month of March. So it's a great time for women and women.
That's
women in
right.
Right. Women's History Month.
That's
big
right.
Month for all of us.
That's
mm-hmm.
what, it's so neat that that's all come together. But we're celebrating the third anniversary of Diva Tech Talks, but this is also the beginning of Women's History Month. That is marvelous.
And we also, in December, we celebrated, November, we celebrated Women's Entrepreneur Day.
Oh.
And actually, we published every hour. We had, as Nicole just mentioned, 62 podcasts. Well, at that point, we had had about 59.
Mm-hmm.
And of that, we had a good 18 who were entrepreneurs, women who, from scratch, with teams usually, because they are women and we tend to collaborate,
mm-hmm.
Had put together good and wonderful and interesting companies, one of which, for instance, Jane Sidlowski's AMI Strategies is celebrating its 23rd anniversary as a company.
Wow.
But then we had real startups that were within the last year that we had done podcasts with their founders. Several had gotten venture capital. I mean, we celebrate
wow.
this month in a big way. We celebrated November's Entrepreneur Day
mm-hmm.
in a Women's Entrepreneur Day in a big way as well.
I saw Kasten's eyes light up and he's nodding as well when you mentioned some of the names.
Oh, Jane just does a fantastic job and she's a dynamo. So, you know, that's...
Well, of the 62 podcasts, we range in age from women in their 20s all the way up to their 60s. Women in careers like Jane, who might be founders and presidents of companies, but we have chief digital officers,
yep.
chief information officers, program managers, analysts, software developers, entrepreneurs, and we range in geography.
Wow.
Jane happens to be based in Michigan, but we have women from Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas, California, New York, Colorado, Armenia. One woman who started her business in China, happens to be living
wow.
in L.A. now, but started her business in China. And, of course, the lovely great state of Michigan.
I love it. Now, Nicole, speaking of multitasking, when we started this 3 years ago, you were a single lady at that time. We introduced you as Nicole Johnson, but it's now Nicole Johnson Scheffler, and you're a mama as well. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a blessing, and I think more of a motivation to work with the next generation. It's nothing like having one. My daughter, Nora, is probably going to be a little bit nerdier than the average girl, but I'm techie and proud.
And you're also continuing on, though, as a tech person. You are with Cisco, am I right?
Yeah, I do some engineering work with Cisco. It's a great company, and I think it's great to see many great companies like Cisco and others dive into International Women's Day. You know, it's March 8th. Kathleen's the detailed one, so she's going to correct me if I'm wrong. It's March 8th, correct? International Women's Day, I believe.
Yep, it is March
yes.
8th. And Cisco, Nicole's company, by the way, in the 50 greatest philanthropic companies in our industry, was named number 3.
Yeah.
Wow. Not just in our industry. I mean, of all 50 companies, there are 50 companies recently listed as the philanthropic companies in the United States. Cisco is number 3 on giving back to the world. So great marriage between...
Hours of paid time off a year, 40 hours to give back.
That is wonderful. Gary, you were going to say something? I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off there.
No, I was just remarking about the type of careers that both of you have had. And, Nicole, I can't imagine what a head start your child's going to have having you as a mom. So it's just wonderful to think about. And you guys have done such a great job.
All girls that head start with our work and the work of many great Michigan organizations like the Michigan Council of Women in Technology that we do a lot of work with.
Right.
I mean, that should be how every girl gets it. You know, everyone deserves to see how cool jobs in science, technology, engineering, and math fields are, STEM. So I can only hope to give that gift to more people through this platform at Diva Tech Talks, but through many of our philanthropic work that we support with our community partners.
As you look for both of you, do you have favorite interviews as you look back?
We did one ourselves, Foster, that we just published December 30th, which was the Divas doing something different. We did a Diva special where we didn't interview others. Nicole and I spoke for a good 45 minutes on 2018 tech trends. And since she has an almost 20-year career, having besides being a super engineer at Cisco and a channel partner manager, she also, you may not realize this, but was an instructor on the college level in tech courses.
Of
course, worked for two of the largest technology companies there are, Unisys and CA, and in between president of a couple of smaller companies. So we both have big careers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to do a podcast on December 30th where we took a look at 2018 tech trends from our perspective and then tied that back to a number of the women we had interviewed and to some of the women we knew we were going to have on the docket in the future. So
great.
For me, that's a special one, as is Cindy Warner, right? Who actually is now an executive at NetApp, but at the time we interviewed her was just coming off working for Salesforce and a few other large companies and had founded something called the 360 of Me, which still continues.
Oh, yes.
She's chairman of the board.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, of course, is all about the democratization of data, taking every piece of data that is part of your life and accessing it in a fully holistic way. So we run the gamut, though. I mean, what do you think, Nicole? What was your favorite?
Man, every year I am just so inspired by the amount of great women, the diversity within diversity, as I like to say. And I think looking back in this past years, I really like Amy O'Connor and Danielle Dean. A little touching for me, speaking of mothers, because this is a mother-daughter team.
Oh.
The daughter as well found much success. She's working in the field doing data work, and her mother is still rocking it. And it was just hearing them on one interview was awesome. I'm getting chills just thinking about it now. I just love them. And listening to, like, Laura Belazerian, who's done so much work for Armenia and her startup, and then bringing it back home to North Carolina, I believe, based Farnoosh Brock, who just talks about positioning yourself powerfully and just the amount of life inspiration and career is awesome.
That's great. Listen, Lee, we've got a little less than 2 minutes left on this segment, and I want to make sure that we let people know how to listen to you folks on Diva Tech Talk. So would you please...
Well, we have a website, and all 62 episodes, and there'll be episode 63 will be launched on Tuesday. That's an executive from Cisco, but the fact is they can be downloaded from www.divatechtalk.com. They can be found in the iTunes library, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud. What am I missing, Nicole? Any place else?
Gosh, you know, pick your favorite social media. Find us on it. We're on Facebook at Diva Tech Talk, and then on Twitter at Diva Tech Talks with an S. And you can find it. We provide it in many different ways. So consume it any way you wish. It's a great audio podcast format.
Yep.
We have many variations. So thanks. This has just been... can't thank you guys enough for all your support of us.
Oh, listen,
I am
just so happy. This has gone far beyond anything that I could have imagined when I thought, you know, There are these great ladies that I think I want to get together. And Amanda Lewan was one of the people who was the part of the initial group.
Then
Kathleen, with your background, and Nicole, I just thought, boy, let's let the magic happen. It has happened. Congratulations, ladies, on 3 years of Diva Tech Talk. And maybe
well,
you have
we got
many,
17
many more.
Years to go to catch up to you guys.
Keep
well,
on
you're
going.
Well on your way.
Yeah, you are very well on your way. Thank you so much again, Nicole Johnson-Scheffler and Kathleen Norton-Schuck, the ladies behind Diva Tech Talk. Ship, of course, go to internetadvisor.net, and you'll find links to their program there as well. Have a great weekend, folks.
Thank you. Guys, thank you.